a hard shell and a soft shell, and people eat them. They're good.
They eat both kinds?
Yeah.
Isn't that an alligator turtle? What is he like?
He's no hard shell thing, and he's got a kind of a head that resembles a gator, I guess. But he's a turtle, you know. I mean, it's different from a gator altogether.
Is he like a snapping turtle?
Well, yeah. They tell most of them snapping turtles because they'll snap you if you you get a hold of you.
They used to tell me they wouldn't let go of the dark.
Yeah, or thunders or something like that. Know. Yeah, but they'll bite you.
You ever hear them called anything besides a turtle?
No, I don't think so.
Like a cooter?
Yeah, they call them. A lot of people call them cooters, but they're actually turtles.
What about those that don't get in the water, that just stay on the ground?
Well, that's old gopher. We call them gophers down here. They got a hard shell, but they won't bite you or anything. You can pick them up anywhere. And the people eat them. They're good.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they eat
them. That's the kind of... Don't rattlesnakes...
Rattlesnakes stay in their hole, you know. I had a old colored fella come by the house yesterday. He was hunting him some gophers, and he said, "I get them rattlesnakes out too." He had a big long pole thing that he pushed down that hole. And the way they get them rattlesnakes out, you know, they take a hose and run down that hole, and they'll take a little. Pour a little gasoline in there and blow it down in there, and four of them rattlesnakes will come out of them holes.
Yeah,
that's the way they catch them.
Do you use a kind of capture stick to catch them?
What?
Do you use a capture stick to catch them?
Well, yeah, they got a snake pole that it's kind of got a hook thing on the end that they just wrap around, pick him up. And, pick him up and put him in a sack or something.
And the kind of thing that maybe he's got, this thing has claws in it, which you find it in freshwater streams, you might turn over a rock and it swims away backwards. What do you usually call that?
I guess it's the crawfish, I guess. What you?
They eat those things too?
Oh yeah.
They're pretty good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We talked about I think some insects and so forth, like the dragonflies yesterday, or mosquito hawks yesterday. What about those things that fly around inside the lampshades and maybe get in your clothes and eat on your clothes?
Yeah, moths. Yeah. They'll eat your clothes up too.
What do you usually put in there?
Well, mothballs, or you could spray it with some of that spray, you know, to get out now and eat.
They still have those little bugs that fly around and the tail kind of lights up at night?
Yeah, a lightning bug, we call them.
Yeah, you still see a pretty good number of those around here?
Well, it used to be, but I don't see many of them around anymore. There used to be a lot of them now.
Did spray kill them off or something like that?
I really don't know. I don't know what would become of them, but there's very few of them now. We used to have some people in Georgia, and we'd go up there, and my gosh, they'd just be big balls of them going around them bay heads and things up there.
What about those kind of stinging insects? What kind of insects might you have that sting you?
Oh, mosquitoes and sand gnats, I call them. They're real bad. Mosquitoes, but they're controlling them with spray now.
Kind of like, what other things kind of like bees might you have?
Well, wasps and bumblebees. We have bumblebees, wasps.
A wasp is the same thing as a hornet, or is there a difference there?
Oh, they're different altogether. A hornet is a type of a wasp, but he's built a little different.
Where does he live? Does he live in?
A hornet will build a big old nest, a great big thing, you know. And of course, a wasp is a smaller nest.
Oh, kind of like
that. Yeah, they'll stick them around under the edge of the house or around like that.